and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Monday, April 10th, 2017. I'm saying that word wrong. I'm John Abaya. I'm John Abaya. And joining me today is my lovely wife, Audrey Abaya. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, this is the first time we have it recorded together on anything, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Can we do that all over again?
Sure.
I feel kind of weird. I want to start that all over again.
You're making it very, like, unnatural.
Unnatural right now? Yeah. This is my podcast attitude.
Yeah,
it does. I'm kind of different. Let's start that all over again. Welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Monday the 10th, 2017. I'm Benjamin Abaya, and joining me today is my twin brother, Audrey Abaya.
No, hi.
John Abaya.
Yeah, hi.
Let's do role play. You be me, and I'll be Ben. I feel kind of weird because my brother right now is on vacation at Portland, and I'm recording it with you, but I want to do a little role play in a weird way. You get what I'm going with?
Yeah. Who am I again?
You're me.
I'm you.
And I'm Ben.
So we're just twins right now.
Yeah, we're just twins right now.
Okay. But so, we're twins separated by a state?
Yes, separated by a state. Okay. This is probably the farthest. No, it's not. It's not because Ben went to Washington.
You go to New York and all
the New York. Yeah, it's not the farthest that we've ever been. I still feel him in my heart, maybe.
Me too.
Yeah. You do too? Yeah.
Twin hearts.
Oh, yeah, because you're me.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. What am I saying? Yeah, that's the today's show. Yes. So. My wife is actually the guest today. Like I just said, my brother's not here, and I'm hosting. So this sounds weird for her because you never heard our podcast before, right?
No, I have very, very little precious podcast time, and I don't want to waste that listening to you because I listen to you most of the time.
So she said earlier, my attitude's kind of different here. My voice sounds really different, unnatural. He says. But yeah. Let's just move on from that because I don't know where else to go. If you're new to the podcast, we usually discuss and give our impressions on the things that we watched, listened, played, and read throughout the week. And we conclude the episode with a main discussion. This week's main discussion is a new Japanese animation, or they like to say anime film, that released today in the States called Your Name.
Audrey.
Oh, what? It's called Your Name?
Audrey.
Okay. That's odd. I don't know what you're doing. Your Name?
Audrey.
Okay. I guess, yeah, her name's Audrey, and the anime is called Your Name? Okay, good. I don't know if there's a question mark to the thing,
it's a period.
It's a period? Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure, because I don't want to spoil it, but there's a reason why it's called Your Name, and then when we go to the main discussion, we can discuss that part. But before that, we usually do a trailer talk. And this week's trailer talk, we're going to talk about the new horror remake of an adaptation of a book by Stephen King for It.
We all float down here.
I saw something. There was this
clown.
Too. Look, it's all connected by the sewers. That's where it lives. What happened?
That was a clip from It on the trailer. Like my brother, I'm going to usually do the exact same thing. I'm going to read from IMDb, the synopsis for the film. It In a small town of Derry, Maine, 7 children come face to face with life problems, bullies, and monsters that takes the shape of a clown called Pennywise. The film is directed by Andre Muschinini?
Muschietti,
I think, yeah. He directed the earlier the horror movie Mama. I never watched. I watched some of it with you.
Yeah, I watched. I don't even know if I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I think we watched like the ending.
I always come in when they're already in the cabin in the woods mm-hmm. after their parents died.
And the rise where Stephen King, Chase Palmer. The novel is by Stephen King and the screenplay is by Chase Palmer. And the movie stars Skarsgård, Finn Wolfhard, Sophia Lillis, Javier Bardem, Jaden Libro, Nicholas Hamilton, Megan Carpenter, and Stephen Williams, Wyatt Olive, and Owen Tega, Jeremy Ray Taylor, Jack Dylan Grazer, Jackson Robert Scott, Pip Dweiler, and Chosen Jacobs. There's a lot of actors here. It seems like kid actors, so I just name up a lot. I don't know who are the main ones. In the trailers, it was hard to decide which one's which in the thing. So what is your thoughts, Audrey? It's weird to say your name, actually, in just the podcast form.
John, yes.
Yes. What's your thoughts? Oh, before that, I'll ask you 2 questions about the movie. Have you watched Stephen King, The It? And did it give you nightmares because of the, clown scene?
I have seen it mm-hmm. on VHS. It was 2 different VHSs. It wasn't even in the theaters, right?
I think it's a TV movie.
And no, I don't think it gave me nightmares.
Not even the clown? Because I think it's...
I don't remember. I don't remember a lot.
The one thing that I remember from the movie, my history of it, I never really watched the movie. I watched part of it with you at one time when it was on TV, on regular TV with commercials. And I didn't know it was a 2 or 4 hour movie.
Yeah. Most of the time, most people catch it is when they're at the Chinese dinner place. Mm-hmm.
And then I watched some of the kids' scenes, and where it's like a werewolf or something. Was it a werewolf in a school or something like that? I don't know. Now,
I honestly don't know.
But the scene where, what you said.
And like, I have not read the book, so I couldn't.
Yeah, say. Same here. So we have no like real history with the book. The only thing we have is like the movie, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you watched the whole movie. But what was your thoughts on the trailer for it?
I like the shape of his head.
Oh, the.
Because Pennywise. It's the same. They kept it the same, but they gave him more. Yellow eyes and looked more dirty.
Dirty, yeah. From, like, well, the whole the
sewer,
film.
That he's in the sewer more than how they... Well, I mean, just in that part of the trailer that mm-hmm. we did see. He seemed... Because in the movie, I remember him being in a very clean clown suit. You hardly ever see him like that. I think he's supposed to be more friendly, so you always see the clown. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're supposed to be attracted to
him. As a kid. Like, yeah. The kids will be more attracted.
And this one, he comes out and he's very already... You know that you should be afraid of him.
It's odd because like he's a clown, and I mean, I don't know if kids are still scared of clowns. I don't think our kids are scared of clowns.
Okay. Kids have ever seen a clown?
No, I don't think so too. Because they're all fake now.
Yeah, fake, just like.
So, in the trailer, in the beginning of the trailer, they show a little boy running in the rain and he hits the thing. I kind of like smiled and chuckled. And for a moment, I thought the whole mood of the film would be kind of comedy-ish because when he hit that, it looked like a more comedic take on the thing.
No, I didn't get that at all because it's the music. Mm-hmm. You could tell it wasn't a funny thing that he felt. It was either something was going to happen to him.
And then, yeah. It's clearing my throat. Also, in the trailer, so those are your thoughts, so I'll give my thoughts real quick.
The only thing that I want to say is that I hope at the end that it's a spider too.
Still a spider?
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorite things about this trailer, by looking at it, it reminds me of Michael Bay's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It has that gritty look to it, very dark, but at the same time, it's very grounded. Like, there's no special effects like in Texas Chainsaw and it has a style to this film.
Yeah, it reminds me of that movie that we watched. Was it Clown?
Yeah, yes, the horror movie. That grungy, dirty
clown
look.
Is a part of him. It is him. Mm-hmm. It's not a costume. It is him.
And then you mentioned about his head shape. What I got from it, it looks like Mr. Burns when he's a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Dracula or what? Where are they copying
The
Simpsons? Sparky? Yeah, yeah. No. In The Simpsons, there was the Treehouse for Horror. There's episodes. I think he was playing Dracula or. Interview with the vampire, Dracula, where his head...
He didn't have long hair.
He didn't have long hair, but he has that little vampire part in the middle. Widow's Peak, yeah. So Pennywise has a Widow's Peak in this similar...
Is it Widow's Peak? It's all bald.
Nah. Let's go to the pictures real quick. I have the website up right now. I just want to look at it. Oh, this is not the pictures. This is reviews or something like that. Let me see.
It's bald all the way back. It's like a...
Really? Yes. It looks like... Okay, we're looking at it.
No, it's because the way...
Yes, you're right.
His angle, it gives him more... It's menacing. He always has... His head is always facing down. He's looking up at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And so it gives a shadow. You're seeing the shadow.
And we're looking at the picture of Pennywise right now.
It's like a mom. So it's not even his hair.
Yeah.
That's not it.
He looks like he has a huge, huge, huge... Oh, here. Here's a still, or... What do you call that?
Is that really the outfit he has in there?
Yes, and you can't really see it. For the listeners, just go to IMDb. We're looking at the photos of it. We don't usually do this, but I need to see the picture of him. I guess, yeah, he doesn't have a Widow's Peak.
And I think in the movie, I think the little boy did have a clown toy, and I guess that's what it's
Oh, he is
Maybe
based
that's
off
what
of
he's
him.
Mimicking. I can't remember.
Yeah, overall, I really like this trailer. I really thought there's a scene in the trailer where they go really quickly, they're watching homemade movies on projector screen, but it's the slides, and all of a sudden it changes and stuff like that. But also it still has the tropes of a horror movie where the boy is repeating something,
turn it off
like you see usually, and then that jump scare at the end. I don't know, so visually I don't remember anything about the movie, visually, of the old one.
Mm-hmm.
Does anything here remind you of the old one?
The very beginning of the trailer where he's, well, not the very beginning. I don't remember if the elder brother made him the boat, but I know the little boy cherished a boat, and when he went out in the rain to go play with it, that's where it got him.
In the sewer.
Yes.
It's all about, I was about to say that. That's what it's all about.
Oh.
When you were saying with the, when the sewer never.
And I mean, other than that, it doesn't really remind me very much of it, because the kids are not the same. They don't dress them up the same, which I think is very important to know, that it's not a remake. It's a reimagining.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like an homage to it. They're taking their own thing.
Mm-hmm. So similar to The Fly or The Thing, where they take something old and just remake it in the modern day. They look like they're really... I don't know if they're taking a lot from the book, because I never read it, but this looks really different.
I would hope they'd rather do it from the book than from the original.
So I don't know. I heard that they're splitting this movie. There's two parts. One, the TV movie where they're kids, and another where they're adults. But they haven't cast adults yet, so I don't know if that's a thing where... I don't know, in the middle of the movie they'll end it like boof, and then 2018,
now.
And then they're adults and stuff like that. It will be interesting. But... Also, I was wondering what. So in the original, it's from the 70s to the 80s, or
yes.
60s and the 80s?
70s, probably 70s.
Because this one feels like it's still 70s the
70s.
And the 90s. Yeah. So this one still feels
adult.
Like
they're
the 70s.
30. They're like in their 30s, mm-hmm. I think, when they're.
So if they do adult one, I'm assuming they'll take it place in the 90s instead of today, because it'll be like 50
or 60.
Do you
think
they're
in the 80s right now, those kids?
No, I think they're in the 70s. The way either late.
The projector is mm-hmm. the only technology to go based on.
Unless that's 2000s and they have relics.
No, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's the 70s.
Probably. We'll see when the movie comes out. Me coughing again.
Plus, I don't think when you had asked me before if it gave me nightmares. I don't think it gave me nightmares because I like Tim Curry.
We have to mention that too. Tim Curry is in the original as Pennywise. I didn't know about Tim Curry. Until you show me Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's Tim Curry, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I get him and the guy in Adam's Family Values or M. Bison.
Oh.
Julia something. I don't know his name.
Oh, I can't remember.
But he died a while ago. And Tim Curry's still living. He recently was in the remake of Rocky Horror Picture as the
after
wheelchair.
A stroke, though. Yes. He was nice.
Yes, Tim Curry. He will be... No, he's not dead.
They're going to win, yeah.
Yeah, moving on. We both didn't really do anything this week. Nope. Nothing, like no entertainment thing we haven't watched.
And why is that?
Busy with life.
Yeah, we've been because we got kids and work.
Yes, kids and work.
We don't have expendable income like the other people on this podcast usually do.
Wait, who? Who? You mean Ben? Ben with him going to
his one of his vacation trips he's gonna have this year. Yeah.
Well, enjoy life, Ben.
Yeah, I hope right now.
You're listening to this. Like, hey, why are they talking about me? That's my Ben's voice. Hey, this voice. Does that sound like my brother?
No.
I wonder if people who's listening, if they when it's me and my brother talking, if it's just they think it's just one person talking to each other and just lower the octave of one of them.
No, well, when Ben got dropped off here, my mom was saying that when Ben was talking, it just sounded like you. But
oh, just talking.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah. She said it was kind of weird because she was like, no.
Because we don't have, I don't think we have the same mannerisms. Maybe we do. I don't know.
You guys have the same mannerisms, the way you speak. Mm-hmm. It's the same. It's annoying.
No. Yeah, moving on to...
talk about how annoying you guys are.
Really? Yeah. How annoying am I? 1 to 10. 1 being not annoying, 10 being not annoying.
What?
That's the question. Yeah.
You're a star.
A star?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You made
star
a ridiculous
points.
System.
5 points. I'm in the middle. That's yeah. what that. That's yeah, the hidden. Speaking of stars.
We'll
go to our main discussion. And this week's main discussion is a, like I said earlier, a new anime that came out this year for America. It's called...
When did it come out?
In Japan, it came out in 2016. I don't know what month or year.
Is this Japanese?
Yeah, Japanese. This in Japanese, it was called Kimi no Na Wa. That's the original title.
Kimi no Na Wa.
And the American version is called Your Name. And Your Name. Yeah. Let's go dive into our main discussion of Your Name.
I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't care about spoilers. I'm going to describe it.
Okay, here a clip of No Name now. Oh, I didn't even say No Name. Here a clip of Your Name.
The day a star fell, it was almost
like seeing something out of a dream. Nothing more or less
than a breathtaking view.
Let's hit the cafe later. Thanks, but I gotta go to work.
I can't stand this place anymore. It's too small and close-knit.
What is making you talk to a boy when that's
fine? That was a clip of Your Name, directed by Makoto Shinkai, written by him, and Makoto Shin... So he wrote the novel and also the screenplay. And he directed it. So this guy is like the Lin-Manuel Miranda of Japanese. He does everything.
He's
self-published, yes. To let everyone know, we watched the film in dub version. We didn't watch the subtitled version because...
I think now that was a mistake.
You think so?
I think it was a mistake. I think we lost a lot of the
translation? Lost in translation?
Yeah. If we didn't, then it's not a good
The synopsis on IMDb is two strangers find themselves linked in a bizarre way when a connection forms will distance be the only thing to keep them apart.
It's not distance, it's...
Distance. It's I know, I don't say my T's.
No, I'm saying it's not distance, it's time that keeps them apart.
Spoiler! So, if you're listening to this, we'll give some spoilers, most of them. I suggest you guys to watch this if you want to... Well, no, let's do this. Give our overall thoughts of the film, and then we'll do spoilers right after.
I mean, I can sum it up without spoiling.
Okay. So, like I said, we watched the dub version, so I'm just going to read the voice actors of in the American version. So, the people, or the stars of the film are Michael Sinternakis. Klaus. We discovered that he actually plays Dean in Adventure Brothers, one of our favorite TV shows.
I was he's so familiar this whole time, I couldn't figure out what it was.
And he actually, when I think back of it, yep, that's like a Dean character. Stephanie Shea, Kyle Hibbert, Cassandra Morris, Ben Prosky, Ray Chase, Katie Harvey, Scott Williams, and Michael Ruff. There's a full list of stars you can like look online, but yeah, let's dive into the main discussion. Let's start with you. Oh, before we begin the main discussion, I have a few questions too. Do you usually watch anime? I already know these answers. I know you very well.
Do you?
Yes, because I had a feeling when we got into this film, you weren't really thrilled about it.
No,
but.
I mean, I never heard anything about
so,
it.
So, yeah, my questions are you were you ever into anime? And if so, which animes were you into?
Can I talk now?
Yes. Oh, okay. Sorry, I talk a lot.
No. Yeah, of course I was an anime. The first ones that I remember were Sailor Moon and Inuyasha. What was the one that used to be on really late at night? Besides Cowboy Bebop and Lupin the Third,
mm-hmm.
I used to watch that a lot.
This is all on Toonami?
I believe so.
Adult Swim.
The Adult Swim that was on like right mm-hmm. before work.
Now it's considered Toonami on Adult Swim.
Yeah. But, I just started watching Inuyasha again from mm-hmm. the beginning. And it's dubbed, and I think that's actually better. Even though.
That version.
Yeah. You get the. I don't know. I think it feels better that way. Even though all those other shows I watched were dubbed. But, what was your other question?
If you answered it. Yeah. It's like if you watch anime, if so, what were they?
I don't watch as much as I think you guys do.
I really don't really watch anime too. But
well, I mean like Ninho and stuff.
Oh, right? Yes. So our family never watched anime.
I know Sierra tried to get me into Naruto, but mm-hmm. I never watched that much. Or Dragon Ball, you guys. I'll watch it when it's on sometimes. With mm-hmm. This is the best part of the shows is when the people are eating. That's all.
Especially in this movie, yeah. When they eat. So my history of anime is similar to yours. I was into Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball was growing up. Watched it with my Nino or John Abaya, the other John Abaya that's on the podcast. And Sailor Moon. And Toonami.
Was there something else that was on after Dragon Ball?
There's Samurai Pizza Cat. I don't know if that's a anime.
I don't think so.
I don't know. They look very anime-ish, no. the characters. I had other ones, too. What was the other ones? Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh, yeah. I watched that one, too. That used to be on MTV, right?
Late at night? Well, no.
Neon Flux.
Neon Flux is the other one, yeah. The other ones too. Paranoid Agent. I think it's a weird anime. So these are the ones that Adult Swim played at night, and that's
Trigun.
Yeah, those are like the ones. Well, I didn't actually watch Trigun, but like the newer anime I watched recently is Attack on Titan or One Punch Man.
What was the one that we were watching where it was like those alien symbiotes in the bodies and like his hand would turn into an eye or something?
Oh, Parasite, I think. That was on Adult Swim too, that one. Yeah. I think we watched one episode of that. It looks interesting. Yeah. I kind of want to watch that. And all of them we watch as dub version. I never really watched anything undubbed because I don't have time actually to read. I know it sounds weird, but I love comic books, so yeah. I know you love books, but it's when it's on subtitles, I mostly look on the bottom and I don't really pay attention to the top, and it's kind of hard for me sometimes. Sometimes if I really really into anime, I think the only one I really watched subtitled was Ghost in the Shell, and that's it. And I can't really think of anything else.
And usually, when you're watching these, you're doing more than one thing.
Yeah.
So,
but that's our history of anime. So you can take that. I guess, grain of salt? I don't know.
Yeah, is it like grain of salt? Yeah, we're not experts. So.
Yeah, we're not experts. You want to give your really quick overview of your name?
Audrey.
Your name, Audrey? Yeah. I keep thinking, I am asking that question, and I'm like...
The way you say it, you're asking it. It's basically Romeo and Juliet meets Freaky Friday.
You could say it's Star Cross
Lovers.
No. Oh, no. Star Meteor Lovers.
Star Comet?
Comet? Wait, is a
Comet
meteor?
Lovers.
Meteor is the one that hits the ground. Comet is go across, right?
Yeah, but it was a comet.
No, it was a meteor.
First it was comet.
Okay. And then like I said, minor spoilers.
Not a spoiler. You see it in the very beginning. Did you ever watch the trailer for this?
Yes, I have. Yeah,
that's how. Was the comet in there?
So that's how I got into. Well, we saw the comet cross the skies. Yeah, I did.
In the trailer.
In the trailer, I didn't know it will hit the ground, and.
Because you're not into.
Huh?
Astronomy.
Yeah, not into astronomy at all.
Yeah. Almost at astrology.
Astrology is the one where you can tell the future, right? Or
sure.
Your present or past.
My present, yeah.
Yeah, your present.
Yeah, I have a present.
Like, you know, happy birthday, here's astrology.
Yeah, astrology. Here's an Aries.
Prodigy? Prodigy.
Prodigy.
Prodigy. Slap your...
Slap your bitch up.
Yeah, yes, yes. Yeah. In the podcast, I don't really curse. That's not a thing. Sir, comment on this before,
can we,
too.
Can we cuss?
No, you can cuss. You can say whatever you want. We don't really
care.
Well,
you in general don't.
No, I don't really.
Day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. It just sounds weird if I said that word.
Well, it sounds weird when you, like...
burp? When I burp?
When you bleep you think yourself.
Okay, we're going off track here. So what was it again?
It was Romeo and Juliet meets Freaky Friday.
It was
a tale of star-crossed lovers.
Star-meteor lovers.
Yeah, that were doomed from the start, but then they went into time, so they Freaky Friday'd it, and then they fixed it.
So and we discussed this as a movie we never watched, but it looked like the Lake House.
Oh, with, yeah, a stupid movie where he's in the mailbox, I'll write you a letter.
That's the movie
and
that's
I talk
after
to the
Speed.
Lady or the guy that's already dead.
Mm-hmm. And they write... So there's similar themes to that in this movie, too. Is that your overall... Well, did you like it there?
Did I like it?
Yeah.
I think I would have liked it more if I was in high school or...
I agree. Yep, I totally
from
agree.
From an adult standard, I'm too jaded to believe in love conquers all, or that you can... That love could save a town of 500
people.
Yeah.
Is there more?
I mean, I'll probably have something to say also.
So my overall impression of it, I'll start with this because I quote-unquote artist.
You're quote-unquote.
Yes. I really love the animation here. I love the scenery of when they show Japan, or Tokyo especially, of every little detail. And I love when they even show, like, the cell phones. These are so detailed. They look like real iPhones.
It looks real.
Yeah, it looks very real. And you kind of forget in certain scenes, especially when it was fall, the leaves and stuff like that, the colors and stuff. Usually I don't see that in anime. They're not...
Anime doesn't usually have texture.
No. So technically, or technical... the technology, what they use here is very nice. Like, it's very high quality art.
Well, plus the theater we saw it in.
Oh, yes. So this is our first experience.
Might have
helped. In a XD theater. We've never been to one. XD theaters are like the new thing that's going, sweeping the waves, or sweeping the nation.
In waves.
The nation is basically like the HD version of theaters. And this is our first time we've seen it. It's a very intimate 100 people space. And when we watched the movie, I say a dozen people were there.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, a dozen people. So everyone's quiet. No one really reacted in the way I thought people... I never been... So this is the first...
I think that tells a lot about this story.
Yes, yes.
But
it would look very beautiful on screen. And I really like the colors. There's a moment in the movie, it's where they use like a like watercolor thing. It's like a... It's when
they make it look so soft, like
yeah,
it
very
looks, it
soft
looks like a
color.
1 hour photo.
Yes, yes, yeah. But it was like a maybe 2 to 5 minute scene where both the characters not meet each other but trying to find each other. And this is the only scene where it felt unreal, didn't feel real.
I'm glad that they didn't do that as much in a movie.
Oh yes,
I think that kind of turns me off a lot when it looks like it's the whole show is like a 1 hour photo.
Mm-hmm. And then. The movie's very, in the beginning it felt very grounded in a way where you see the characters just living their lives. You start with the girl mostly. You know what? I was kind of confused in the beginning of this movie.
Yeah,
I had no idea what's happening. One thing I don't like about the movie is in the very beginning, the first 5 minutes, it opens like an anime TV show.
Yeah.
I don't know if animes do this. I only watch anime TV shows, so besides Ghost in the Shell, I don't remember Ghost in the Shell opening like this, but it feels like a montage of all the scenes that you'll be seeing in the movie. And
they do that for most TV shows.
Yes,
too,
yeah. But but this is a movie, I was really surprised by it.
All the stuff that they showed actually didn't happen in the movie.
But it shows certain elements.
It seemed like they already knew each other,
mm-hmm.
like they were a couple or something.
Mm-hmm. And then they show different versions of them, and then that's when I figured out. Okay, we'll get to see.
Yeah, I was confused too. I thought it was them growing up.
Yes, same here. So that I kind of wish they didn't show that part. The story wise, like I said, it's confusing at first, but when you get used to it, you will understand what's happening. It's very not linear. It's very chopped up. Yeah, you have to remember which scenes where, which scene goes with what scene after that.
What time, especially
what time. That's the most important thing. And that's like the one thing in the story. The characters, mostly for me, I feel like the girl you get to know really well. The boy, you mm-hmm. don't. You don't really know his background besides the fact that he has like two goofy friends and he works at this restaurant. And that's it. But the girl, you get the overall. I feel like they told the whole story of her from her past and future.
Well, it was more about her. It was more important. Mm-hmm. She was more of the, main person
in
the story.
Yeah, I think so. The protagonist. Not the protagonist, but the main focus of the story. That's my overall thoughts. We can dive into spoilers and really tell our real thoughts about the film. But yeah, overall, I kind of liked it. How about you? Like,
I liked it, but I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't probably. Yeah. So I think for me, I was very hyped up with the reviews. I was like reading a lot of people. Even my brother's friends were telling him it was really good. I remember watching this trailer. Last year, I thought it was an interesting premise, but I didn't really understand it. When I watched the movie, there are things that not fall apart, but we can discuss that in the spoilers.
I think because I saw, how David went.
Yeah, so David's your brother.
Yeah, David.
I don't think he's canon to our podcast. He was on a episode with us. He reviewed Harry Potter. So
he is canon. We don't have.
This is our fourth volume. I'm talking like in comic book. Mm-hmm. So it's
You're
retconning? Yeah, retconning. Mm-hmm. He's out of the thing.
It's dead to us.
Yes.
Now he's alive. He was saying that he was watching it, and then a few of his friends posted, and they're like, at the end it gave me tingly feelings. Mm-hmm. And I think that says a lot about what I have noticed going to cons and with other people, with other anime, people who are very into it, whether they are young or old. They have this very naive sense of happiness and love.
That's not a bad thing.
No, but that's what anime is.
Yes.
It gives you that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so when they saw that, no matter if they're a 12-year-old or a 45-year-old man who doesn't wear the shirt that's too tight for him with the Sailor Moon on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
not a bad thing, too. He's rocking Sailor Moon.
No, they usually smell. You can wash the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they like, and that's what anime is playing into them. I am not into that. I'm much more jaded in that sense. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that their love could have conquered all and their love saved each other and stuff like that. And I would have, but I don't think this story told it as well as it could have. I think they dragged on certain parts and stuff like that, And that's why I think a lot of people who are very into anime and that sort of opportunistic, happy millennialness, they will really enjoy it much more. I'm not trying to put it down saying it's a dumb movie because I don't think it is, but it's just, it caters to them. It doesn't cater to me.
Mm-hmm. So, I forgot to mention, it is, a coming-of-age film for this generation. Mm-hmm. That's what the overall...
Oh, one thing I forgot to say that I thought it was going to be was that it was going to be about transgender and gender fluidity.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it wasn't at all. I think that would have been a better story.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later. If you want to hear spoilers, I give you guys probably 5 minutes, and we'll talk about spoilers. So fast forward 5 minutes, and you'll hear the end of the show, basically.
Okay, what's next?
So we'll enter now is spoiler territory for this movie. I'll start with me first. One of the things that was very confusing is the timeline. So this movie does have time travel, a lot of time travel in it. So much, not necessarily time travel like someone's in a car jumping or whatever. It's time travel in a sense of, how do I say this? Oh, time travel by dreamlike. So
yeah,
they use...
That's the only time they switch.
Yes, that's the only
time
they switch.
That's the only time they Freaky Friday, is when they fall asleep.
So it is, like you said, it's a mix of those, but it's a very high concept sci-fi movie. That's why I always call these.
I wish it would have been more spiritual with the Japanese culture that it was more of. I thought he was either reliving his past life or that that the girl was seeing the other people from her village or from her shrine, her ancestors. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. It was just some guy that was
accidentally. So they don't really. I don't feel they ever explain that. Like why him?
It's just true love. It's you know that stupid idea that there's one person for you.
But like you said earlier, this film is catered to millennials. Millennials. in a way, they use cell phones. So a lot of people in this generation, cell phones are the way you communicate. I feel like in the very ending of the movie, when they go past each other, when they finally meet, when they're grown ups, well, they're in the 23. They both seem like they're well off with each other, but in the movie, they forget their names of one another. They forgot why they're doing this, basically.
They forget the other life every time they wake up. As like when you wake up from a dream, it fades.
Yes. And then they learn that later on, so they write notes to each other. In an interesting way, why I never knew, why didn't they ever call each other?
Yeah, they do that right at the end of the movie.
Yeah, in the movie. So there's a lot of coincidence areas or very convenient scenes like the cell phone scene when he calls her. I was like, why didn't you do that earlier? That doesn't make sense. They don't explain why didn't he do that earlier until the meteor hit and she's dead. And that's the only reason why. And I was like, okay, that doesn't make sense because if they were smart, they'll tell each other's phone numbers right away and that was it.
Well, I think it's...
Oh, like, he did have her number because that's why they called it.
I think at first they didn't want to. That wasn't the point of their...
But they fell in love because they saw each other's lives.
I didn't even realize they were falling in love.
Same here. So, like you said earlier, I think we were lost in translation. I don't really understand the connection with them at all. I didn't feel it. There's one scene, though, I felt like, oh, it was nice, only because it caught me off guard, is when they had to remember each other's names, so they wrote each other's names down on their... hand, but he didn't get to do it. She didn't get to do it, and he did. But she was like trying to save the town and everything. And then when she actually opened her hand, it said, "I love you." And then I was like, "Oh, that's sweet." But when you're realizing, oh wait, he didn't put her name, so she'll never remember him still. So it felt like, oh okay, in a weird way. So
I don't understand why when she woke up from her dream, she didn't write it down in her hand.
Probably, yeah. That's the thing. Like why. There's a lot of things where, like, we're wondering, like, why didn't they do this? Why did they do that? I don't know why. It's maybe because it is for the millennials, like, type of movie. And I forgot what I was saying earlier. Well, yeah, so the technology plays, like, a big part of this film, especially the cell phone and everything. And then when they finally meet each other, and the one thing they can't never do, it seems like, they can't, like, I don't know how dating is in this type of age, but I feel like they were scared to just say, "What's your name?" That's the whole thing. Like they still pass each other and everything. Like they feel like there's no connection because there's no cell phone.
Because like you know, everyone goes by their screen name.
Yeah,
not necessarily.
So they didn't know each other. So is it like there? It's like not a metaphor, but it is okay to talk to people face to face and ask your name. Basically.
Well, or it's a thing of that the kids are always down in their phone looking at that and not looking up at the world. And so when they were older, if they weren't so much in their phone, they would have recognized each other.
Yeah. Like,
probably a lot sooner.
But they only knew each other because of the little hair pin on her and everything.
Yeah,
like,
he didn't cut his hair apparently.
Yeah, and she saved the little hair thing. I like in the movie where... So the time travel was kind of... I don't like calling it time travel because it's not true time travel in my mind. It is that dream sequence. Time... is shuffled basically, and when you understand when it's going in a certain order, especially when they're saying stuff like 3 years ago I met you, like the girl says that to the boy.
Well,
but
they
they
establish the way that time works in their world is through the strings.
Yeah, yeah.
It's intertwined and it can mm-hmm. be broken.
See, I like that part. I like that little. They give like a backstory of time, and it makes you understand.
Yeah,
what's
the grandma
happening.
Is much more interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I wish they dove into more of that. Like, how? Why are we in this journey? Like, the whole thing. Is it just because of these two people that I guess seem like they just met each other because they, you know, the not coincidence, but it's weird. In a weird way, you don't know what came first. Is it her going to the train station and meeting him? Or is it he going to the mountain?
It's the same like, thing where if time travel was a real
reality, yeah, yeah.
We,
so
we would have already
which
done
one
it.
Is the one that started the train of events that you never, if they never met?
Well, time is...
In a loop. Yeah. Like, the, yeah.
Or
like
it's
in the
ever,
thing.
Ever...
So I kind of like the sci-fi aspect of this movie more than the love story,
yeah.
You could say. Because my emotions were never, like, affected. In
not
the
at
life.
All. I didn't.
Yeah, same
I
here.
Cry.
And we're,
I cried more at Pixar's and
yeah, yes.
all those.
Yes, yes. I cry more in movies that have happy endings or happy things.
More emotion. Those
yeah, more emotion. And this one doesn't have... Even when you realize when she's dead...
I didn't. I wasn't tired.
Yeah, same here. I wasn't... Like I said, I had more feelings when she opened her hand and says, I love you. Because
I
that was like a happy
we
moment.
We didn't feel that connected to the guy character. Because
no.
We didn't understand why they were in love.
Yeah.
They didn't really share an experience. Like, I don't understand how they fell in love with each other. Because they traded bodies with each other and the way that it's like, do I know this person more because I'm in their body? And it's not even that I'm in your body. I know your thoughts. They don't have that person's thoughts.
No, no.
They're just reacting to the way other people, their friends and their family reacting to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not much of a, to fall in love with the other person's body.
Also, so the way they show the people is, so if you're back from our spoiler, we're still talking spoilers and yeah, sorry, but We'll do this real quick. So there's a part in the movie, throughout the whole movie, they do montage of scenes. I don't like that when they do that. It's just music.
The same one over and over.
Yeah, it's the same one all over of them in their lives really quickly. And that's why I think it fell apart for me and you, where we don't really feel that connection between, especially when the guy started to have that date and then she's like doing that text saying, I wanted to be with her two days.
That's why I thought it was going to be a gender thing.
Mm-hmm, same here.
Something like that.
Especially the first couple of scenes with the boy, the friends of the boy, and you feel like one of them is gay, basically. And then they never play off of that at all. They don't even, I thought there would be a scene with the girl, not the main girl, but the friend girl,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll talk about it, but they don't really say anything about it. It's just like, it's a not throwaway plot, it's just there.
I think because it's, they don't, everybody else in the world doesn't know that they switch places.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
They just think that.
Well, not everyone. Good. It seems like the only one that
the
did.
Grandma and the dad knew for some reason, just
yeah.
by looking at them. I don't
well,
know
they have that history, they said. They have a history of people in,
I know, but the dad doesn't know that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the grandmother knew, but they didn't explain. Like, I wish they would have paid more attention to that, where then they showed all the pictures of everybody else in the
oh,
train.
Mm-hmm, yes.
What were they dreaming of their star-crossed lover, or of this exact moment?
Yeah, I think it's that exact. I think it was...
Because that would have been freaky if it's 300 years ago and then you're dreaming about cell phones.
Yeah, yeah. And then
that would
preparing
sense.
For this one moment just to save, I guess, their generation, basically.
Well, actually, remember how she said in that fire all the stuff was lost?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they were.
And they don't want...
It was like 200 years ago, so grandma wouldn't know.
So they didn't want their stuff to be lost again, assuming?
No, I'm saying that, like, the people before, like, 500 years ago probably did.
Oh, yes, yes, so they did have a history.
But 200 years ago, there was a big fire,
yeah, yes.
and everything was lost.
So they never had a real clear history
of
their past.
Own,
yes.
Their own past.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know what else could we talk about spoilers after that. I think we gave our good impression about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, it's a good movie, but, yeah.
I mean, today I probably would have rather watched Boss Baby.
Boss Baby?
Yeah, not Smurfs. So I would rather watch this than Smurfs.
I'd rather... When we were walking the theater, and then I saw all the... That's a great theater, too.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very nice, and I was surprised how... Not neat, but very clean, and... It looks like, I was telling you, like an office area
mm-hmm.
in the hallway. But I saw the word Get Out. I was like, oh, I probably would kind
yeah,
of want to watch that movie
this,
instead.
Yeah.
But, yeah... If you like the movie, good on you, because maybe you understand it or you guys have that type of feeling. I feel it, like you said, it caters more to a high school kids that are growing up right now.
I don't think, not just high school kids, but people who have
young people.
That opportunistic feeling,
yeah.
whether, you know.
about love and stuff like that. Yeah.
For that. We've already found love, and we now know it's not as great.
And we stopped that meteor that one time.
Yeah.
That hit Sacramento.
No. Oh. Sacramento.
Which one?
The other one.
What other one? Oh, when I was in Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, with
the Almond Crackers. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I don't know the whole line. Oh, I'm on the safari.
The
mountain of the bosoms. And then Bruce, your dad's like watching.
Yeah.
Like, wondering why my daughter's with this Batman guy and everything when she can do better on The Leftovers. I just random. References.
What is he? The broken man?
Unbreakable. Okay. Well,
what do they call him?
Unbroken man. I don't know because the other guy is called Mr. Glass,
right.
And
drowns in water man.
I don't know if he has a real name. I don't know.
He's just afraid of water.
Yeah, yeah. We should end this episode right now.
Is this interesting enough for you?
No, it could be interesting. It is interesting. I mean, it doesn't mean it's not interesting.
Do you think it's interesting enough for your 4.5 listeners?
No. How do you know? Or are you looking at the stats? 4.5 million, to be exact.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not just 4.5 people. I don't know if a half a person is watching this. Mm-hmm. It would be the upper half because that's where the head is and everything.
Well, of course.
Yes, of course.
Can't listen to your toes.
No.
It'd be ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. So, that's the end of our podcast, and thank you for being my wife.
Okay.
My wife. Am I saying that? Yeah.
My wife.
No, that I'm not doing that Borat. Mine is my wife. It's a hip-hop reference.
Oh.
People who listen to this, John just made a new My Wife joke, and it's about hip-hop.
I thought you were doing the Widow Kulop.
No. I'm not copying jokes from other people.
Oh, you're just copying jokes from rap stuff.
No, it's a whole different thing. So yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. You can contact us at freakinawesome.com.
Thefreakinawesome.com.
Oh yeah, sorry. You're reading this with me too. That's why it's so different because me and Ben and I. Record through Skype. So this is the first time we're doing a live podcast in this room. So if it's echoing right now, sorry for the audio quality. But contact us at contact@thefreakingawesome.com. I feel like that's saying .com. You can follow us on Twitter at TFA now and like us on Facebook. I think it's just The Freaking Awesome. Just search for that and then you'll find us. No, we don't put podcasts because we agreed because if we ever do like video and stuff, it's just cool.
You don't want to limit it.
Yeah, just for a podcast thing.
I don't know. I don't listen.
I know. You should listen to this.
I am going to tell
everyone to listen to this. It's like, this is how
the 4.5 people, you're going to tell them
yes,
to
yes.
Okay.
My mom, my dad, myself. Mm-hmm. And then I need a fifth person or 0.5 person.
0.5 a person.
Amanda. I don't know. Amanda? Mm-hmm. Who? Amanda? I don't think she listens to it too.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell Nino or John, whatever you want to call him.
Nino.
Yeah. Thank you again. Oh, you can follow me at AbayaArts at Twitter. Do you have? No, you don't have Twitter.
I know. Social media.
Yeah.
I just keep on yours.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Thank you again. You want to kiss and make out?
No.
She's all looking at me like, yeah. But okay, thank you for listening and catch you guys later. Bye.
Bye.